All right. To quote Matthew McConaughey, welcome to Separation Nation. Listen, we've got the new year back rolling here. We've had a few weeks where you were without us. I know you missed us because we got messages that really, in all seriousness, that meant a lot. I know so many of you are listening because Monday rolled around the week of Christmas and I was getting messages about where in the world is the podcast. So listen, we're back, just traveling, things going on. You, of course, this is our second episode back. We just did one on New Year's resolutions, and John's going to lead into that here in just a second. But listen, we appreciate all the love. The more you can like it when you see posts on social media, share those posts for us. And then most importantly, make sure that you're subscribing at Agents Resource Group YouTube channel and also on the preferred podcast platform of your choice. Make sure you're going in and that you're subscribing there because it helps us move up in the ratings. Got a lot of great things coming up this year. Several guests scheduled already lined up. It's going to be on with us in the first quarter. And for those of you that sent me emails to remind me that I got Dr. Doolittle wrong in episode 12 and that it was actually the clumps when I addressed something there, you'll have to go back and listen to episode 12 if you hadn't. Thank you for your concern. And I'm sorry that I got my Eddie Murphy movies mixed up for you all. But y'all were absolutely on the ball to keep me straight. But listen, we're going to go into talking today about burnout. A lot of times you hear people talk about, you know, I'm burnout on this or burnout on that. Is it real? Is it an excuse? How can you avoid it if it is real? We're going to get right into it today.
We just shot an episode on New Year's resolutions. Share some statistics. Please listen to that if you haven't already. I think you can feel some, I don't know if burnout's always the right word. Sometimes burnout can simply be a mindset. You get yourself all worked up, you get in your head, and a lot of times you can convince yourself, well, I'm just burnout in this area, whether it's your marriage, whether it's in fitness, or whether it's in your business or work. The problem is, you know, whether you feel burnout or not, you can't stop. I mean, you can't just give up on your goals. You can't give up on your job. And I think we all kind of get to a place where we hit a wall or hit a plateau, or it's not as easy as it used to be or whatever. And I'll start out by saying this. You can't avoid seasons. Winter always comes. Every year you're going to have winter, spring, summer, and fall. In your marriage, you're going to have winters. In your business, you're going to have winter time. In fitness, finances, wherever you are, you can't avoid it. Winter always comes. That doesn't necessarily mean you're burnt out. It might just mean things are a little harder than they used to be. And if you'll continue to put forth the effort, continue with massive action, continue doing the things that you know you're supposed to do, I like to call them the fundamentals or the basics, you'll get through this little season in your life. But I think the danger in saying, well, I'm burnt out in this area, I'm burnt out in that, I think the danger is a lot of times people just use that as an excuse to let up or to quit, you know. And I'll say this, one thing that I've looked back in my life through seasons that things seem hard or things seem tight or things seem stressful. Or let me just put it this way. There's more resistance than what I'm used to, or there's more resistance than there used to be. That's not when I need to use the excuse that I'm burned out. That's when I need to burn harder and more and give it more action.
Double down
instead of slacking up or lightening up. Think about this. If you're going through a hard time, if you went from point A to point B and things, you got some momentum going, and you went from point B to point C, you got a little bit more momentum going, and now you're going from point C to D, and it's taking a little longer. It's a little bit harder. There's a little bit more resistance. Well, here's what you got to do. You got to figure out how to get to that next point. Because just like winter is always coming, guess what? The sun's going to shine again too. You just got to get through. And a lot of times, you know, if we get through a hard area in our life, whether it's no matter what aspect of your life it is, when you get to that plateau or you get to that point where there's more friction or it seems harder than it's ever been, if you don't slow down, but if you double down, like Justin said, you'll get through it an awful lot quicker. You know, I look back at my life and I see seasons where times were tough. And I can look back, and I did this week, and I can pinpoint a particular time in my life where I went through 2 years of hell. I could have probably turned that into 6 months of hell if I hadn't slowed down, if I'd have just doubled down. Keep doing the things that I know to do. Get back to the basics. Get back to the fundamentals. Put my nose to the grindstone and just work.
Is it burnout, or are you still just beginning?
Right.
Here's the difference. If my most hated thing in the universe is cardio, and I'm doubling down, as we're saying, on that right now, trying to knock off where, you know, the holidays puts the extra on you. And I'm the type of person, I'm going to enjoy life a little bit too. So, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I could probably not enjoy life quite as much, and I wouldn't have much makeup to do. But when you get on that machine, whatever your preferred choice of cardio is, or whatever you're doing, the first 15, sometimes up to 20 minutes is always the hardest. Definitely the first 10. I know I've started cardio before and felt like I was going to have a heart attack in the first 10 minutes. Just gasping for air is killing you. But what happens when you press through? I can tell you this, always when you get past that 20-minute mark, it gets easier because you get in a rhythm. You build momentum. Mm. And people underestimate the amount of time that it takes to begin. They think because, well, I've been in this new business a year even, or 2 years, that, oh, I'm just burnt out. No, Hoss, you're just beginning. That's what you're doing. And you're just getting deep enough into the game. You're just getting hard enough into the game to get to a point that you're going to begin to feel some more resistance. And what you got to do is push through. If you'll push through the pain, if you'll keep putting one foot in front of another, if you'll keep going and doing what got you to that point so far, you will break through. And all of a sudden, what was hard now becomes your new floor, your new platform to begin to go higher. You know, if we're talking fitness, to burn more calories, to build more muscle. If we're talking finances, you know, your new financial platform to begin to grow from where you thought was a hard place to get to begin with. So many people mistake a burnout for beginning. You're not burnt out, but you're just beginning. Beginnings don't happen. We're in this microwave society still, you know, and it gets worse. The more technology gets better, the worse we get about thinking every frigging thing. We're entitled. Everything should happen quick. Everything should happen overnight. And in the laws of success, in the separators of success, it does not happen that way. It never will happen that way. Anything worth it is never going to be easy. It's going to be hard. And you're going to think, in other words, I've been in business and been years and years and years in business and hit a difficult time hardship, you know, where things wasn't going as good. And then all of a sudden, I have a tendency to tell myself, well, it shouldn't be this way because I've been doing it this long. I've been going this hard. Mm-hmm. But the universe don't care, because to get to the next level, the same way the waves come in and crash to the shore, they're going to pull back. But they only pull back so that they can come back bigger. So that's one thing. Make sure that you're not mistaken what's still your beginning for burnout. I've talked to so many people in our business and sales that are 2 years in and say, well, I'm burnt out. And I just laugh at them. I'm like, look here, right? I mean, Joker, you ain't burnt out. You ain't even got started good yet. But people use that, and I will preface this before I let you talk again, but I still believe with all my heart that people that talk about, well, I'm just burnt out, I'm just feeling burnt out, you're not burnt out. You're just lazy, and you get to a point you're tired of putting in the effort. You're tired of putting in the work to get through the breakthrough of the difficult thing you've come across. And momentum causes breakthrough. And those people just tend to slack off. But when you do that, understand that it's going to be twice as hard to get momentum back again. So don't use your laziness as a cop-out that you're burnt out. That's an easy go-to. It's an easy thing to use. And I believe most people that go around griping about burnout aren't really burnt out at all. They're just tired of putting in the work.
And listen, it's okay to get tired. We all get tired from time to time. If you out here and you are working day in and day out, you're going to get tired. I think I agree with you on that. I think a lot of times burnout is an excuse. It's something we've heard. I think it's a mindset. I think it's something made up. And a lot of people, like you said, that are saying they're burnt out. Well, listen, you got to burn before you can burn out. You ain't even burning yet. You just kind of flickering, you know, kind of getting started. This is what I'll say. Take care of yourself. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to get tired real quick. You know, people that's out there working 16, 17 hours a day, they can do it because they take care of themselves. They keep yourself in shape. They feed themselves. They eat good. They have good habits. They exercise. They diet. They do the things that they need to do to take care of themselves so that, you know, they don't get tired and burned out. Another thing, you know, just if you get yourself overwhelmed, that's a good word for I like better than burnout. Take a step back. Don't stop. Don't quit. But take a step back and reanalyze what you're doing. Go back to the fundamentals. A lot of times in sales, because that's what we deal with in sales, we'll have you know, a producer who has done great for the last 8-9 months, and all of a sudden it's blank, blank, blank. 90% of the time it's because they're not working. They get to this place, it's what they might call, consider burnout or whatever, just get tired, and they start taking time off. And just like Justin says, when you do that, you lose momentum, and it's 10 times harder to start back up and over and over. And this is what I'll say. Keep the effort coming. Reanalyze where you're putting your effort, you know. Go back to those fundamental things. You know, in our business, in the insurance business, we work leads and different types of leads and different types of systems. Go back to you, maybe you started a different type of lead that because you heard somebody in your industry say this is the way to go and the last 3 weeks have sucked. Well, guess what? Go back to what you know. Go back to the leads you used to work. Or, hey, you used to plan your day out on Sunday. You quit doing that. Now Monday sucked because you're what you should have done Sunday, you're doing on Monday. Or you quit working Mondays. Monday's the most important day of the week. Never quit working on Mondays. Take a Friday off from time to time. Take a vacation. Recharge your batteries. But maybe you need to get back to those fundamental things you did when things work. It's funny how when hard times come, and I want to say this about hard times. What you call hard times, you would have given anything for those times 10 years ago.
That's true. Now.
You know, perspective's everything. I read this quote the other day. It was so good. I wrote it down, and I went back on my phone, and I pulled it out for today. Nothing is more responsible for the good old days than a bad memory. You know, you look back at how good things used to be. You say, them's the good old days, or man, I wish times were like that. You done forgot. You forgot how hard it was back then. Yeah. Now, you hitting hard times today, and these are the times you calling hard. 20 years ago, you'd have give anything to have these hard times, because these hard times really ain't quite as hard as you think they are. You know, this is what I like to do, and maybe it's God's way of keeping my perspective going. But when I've had a hard day at work, or maybe I've had a, you know, 4 or 5 client calls, or I've been out on the road and seeing different people, and it just, I feel I want to complain a little bit. Man, all this driving sucks. This last person was rude to me. This person said they were going to do business or buy something, and I get all the way over there and they want to wait, blah, blah, blah. And I get to complaining. I always pass a house where somebody's putting a roof on a house. And I get to thinking, you know, 25 years ago, you was out in 100-degree South Georgia heat, nailing shingles on a roof. What you doing now might seem hard, but I promise you that rascal on top of that roof would give anything to trade places with you. So you get perspective. A lot of times I'll bitch and moan when I'm leaving this office because I've had a 12-hour day sitting in a chair talking on the phone or looking at a computer screen, and I just feel like crap. And it'll be 30 degrees outside and just getting dark, and I'll walk out and I'll see somebody asleep on one of them park benches. It changes my perspective very quick. And so your perspective has got to stay, you know, healthy, you know, and realize this, you know, especially for people in sales, whether you're selling houses, insurance, cars, or whatever, you're not going to hit elephants every week. You're not going to hit elephants every day. And what I mean by that is you may go through a season of life where you don't get the big sale for 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe even 3 months. But guess what? String you together 15, 20, 30, 40 little small sales together, and you're still going to be in the same spot. String together a bunch of small victories, and those are just as good as the big victories.
What you're talking about is what we've said so many times, and there's at least half a dozen different quotes that we all use on this, but it's focus. And what you focus on, you empower. And if all you're ever focusing on I mean, don't, if you're in sales, don't focus on the drive and the fact that you might have worked and knocked 12 doors in one day and didn't sell a single policy or a single vacuum or whatever it is you do, okay? Don't focus on that. Focus on the one sale that you did finally make at 6:30 or 7 o'clock that evening because you didn't give up.
That's right.
And then get back in your vehicle when you're driving home that night and say, you know what? I'm proud of myself. I didn't give up. I didn't quit. Yeah, today sucked, but I ended it with a victory because I didn't quit on me. And I can count on me, and I can bank on me. What you focus on, you empower. So if you're always focusing on the negative aspects of what you're doing, and let me tell you something, like we've talked about before. I mean, if you're looking for something negative, you're going to always find something negative. If you're looking for something positive, find something positive. One thing I've become so intentional about, and I found it, I mean, it really, and this stuff sounds frou-frou to a lot of you that just, you know, a lot of people just like being negative Nancy's and living in the muck and the mire and wallowing in it. I'm just not going to do that. And one thing I have found that is the quickest way to set your state, because your state determines your fate, your mental state. And the quickest thing to do, man, when I get up in the morning, you know, and I just focus on the fact I get up and I get in that shower and I thank God there's hot water that'll come out of it when I need it. And I'm not having to take a freezing cold shower and there's electricity on and I got a warm towel to dry off with and I got clean clothes to put on. When you begin to focus on all that, all the things that's going right in your life, and you begin to meditate on those things, it really does bring your whole spirits up, brings your mental state up. And it creates a platform for you to conquer your day. So your state determines your fate. What you focus on, you empower. What you think on, you bring on. What you think about, you bring about. Your word, your thoughts will always become words. Your words will always become actions that you live. You will eat the fruit of the words that you speak in your life. So you need to make sure that they're positive. Don't put the emphasis on the negative things. Those things, if you'll focus on what does work and what is going in the right direction, then those things will begin to pull on and create momentum that's going to begin to pull those other areas up. But everything's like a bar graph. Every bar may not be peaking out at the top at one time, but a rising tide raises all ships. And if you've got one thing going right, listen, begin to fuel that one thing. Pour more energy there and watch the other things begin to rise with it. So, you know, that is one of the biggest keys that I can tell you that'll keep you, excuse me, from dealing with burnout in your life is don't focus on the stuff. If it's not going right, if you need to make an adjustment, if you need to make a correction, I'm not telling you, you know, that ignorance is bliss and to live in denial and not do something to fix it, but walk over there mentally, step over there, fix that thing, bring some adjustment to it, and then get back to focusing on what's going right. And just watch everything begin to rise together.
You know, just exactly what you're saying, you know, and I know we got a lot of church people that listen to this podcast. And I see, you know, on Facebook and different ones like that. You know, even it's a biblical principle itself. You know, the Bible says to enter his gates with thanksgiving, to enter his courts with praise. Listen, gratitude always opens doors for you. If you will have a thankful heart, if you will look at the things that God has blessed you with and begin to count your blessings, like those songs, count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. When you have that attitude of gratitude, not to sound cheesy, but when you have that attitude of gratitude and you thank and you're thankful for the things that you've been blessed with, the things that you've been given, the things that you have, and you don't focus on the negativity. You don't focus how hard things might be in a certain area of your life, whatever, but focus on how good you are. And that focus and that gratitude opens doors to more things that are good in your life.
Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. We've said that before on the podcast, and we'll say it again. And if you want to have a healthy 2020, if you want to be healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, be grateful. You may not be able to run, you know, 30 minutes on a treadmill, but thank God that you might can run five, that you got two legs that work and can function, and that you don't have any, you know, if you don't have any health impediment that keeps you from at least beginning to make effort. And I know that stuff sounds simple, you know, but do what you can do and be thankful for. It's like Zig Ziglar used to talk about when he realized years ago that his health wasn't where it needed to be, and he made a conscious effort to begin to be intentional about his health. Well, he done the whole mailbox thing. He would leave his house, and he'd walk to a mailbox, and he'd walk to another, and then that began to run. He may not be able to run but to this next mailbox, but then a few weeks later, he could run to the next mailbox, and he began to change his entire health, which had a massive effect on his life step by step, but he was thankful for the mailboxes he could make it to, okay? So, I mean, gratitude is absolutely one of the biggest things. I'm going to go through real quick here and give just a few basic, real quick principles that you can take and implement into your life that will absolutely shield you from legitimate burnout. Again, we're not talking about the people that just want to avoid the work, okay? But maybe you've been working 16 hours trying to start that new business for 3 or 4 years and you don't understand what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. Listen, here's some very practical things, all right? When you don't know how to tackle the next day, when you just absolutely wore out, go back to your why. Know your why, because your why should be and will be directly attached to your purpose. And purpose will always continue to push you towards your goal. When you pursue your purpose, which is your why, you can get through a lot of hard days, okay? I never got excited about going out selling insurance. Do I like helping people? Absolutely. Was it beneficial? Yes. Do I feel like necessarily that was 100% fulfilling my purpose? No. But I knew that if I kept going and I kept building, that it would begin to open doors where I could begin to move and step more into my purpose. And again, which takes us back to being willing to do what you have to do until you're able and get to a place and earn the position to be able to do what you were born to do. So know your why. What is your why? Why are you doing this? It needs to be more than you're just trying to get up and go to work and pay bills until you die. What's the ultimate why? What are you trying to get to? And understanding that what you're having to go through right now is just temporary, getting you to where you need to be. All right, point two, stop and celebrate along the way. I understand that a lot of people say you need to delay your gratification in life financially and all kind of other ways. You know, pay the price today and you can pay any price tomorrow. I agree with that 100%. I believe, especially like even in our business, I just met with a new agent that's starting with us, extremely excited, and we're glad to have him on. And that's what one thing that I was just encouraging him with is 5 years will change your life in this business. If you'll just work hard 5 years, it'll change the whole perspective. You won't even look like the same person. Your family won't look like the same family. Everything will change if you'll give it that amount of time. But don't be afraid to stop, you know, and drink the nice bottle of wine along the way. Listen, one day the thing's going to rot. You can put too much age on a bottle, okay? Don't be afraid to stop and celebrate some of the small victories along the way. Go have a nice dinner with your wife. Spend a little more money than you think you should on dinner sometimes. Take your family for a nice weekend getaway. When, yes, you might could delay it, but you do have enough funds to do that to maybe celebrate a big sale you just made. Within reason and within balance, don't be afraid to celebrate. Don't delay your gratification on and on and on, because that's going to create burnout. You got to be able to reward yourself a little bit along the way, and I don't care what nobody tells you. There's nothing wrong with that, and that'll go links and bounds into helping you avoid a feeling of burnout. Enjoy a little bit along the way. Third point, harmony over balance. You know, we've talked about balance really don't exist. You know, work-life balance, does it exist, does it not? We've got a whole podcast on it, okay? Well, find a way to let your why and your purpose and all that hard work, what you're doing, let it harmonize with your life as it is, okay? And by that, I mean, don't be the type of person like we've talked about before that gets so, you can get so worried about, am I balancing work and life right? Am I turning my phone off that while I'm at home? Am I able to go on vacation and not have to worry about work? Listen, understand that your why, your business, whatever it is, what you're doing is helping you to be able to sustain and create a life where you can live in freedom every day. And don't be scared to let them harmonize together. Take your family on work trips. Be willing to work a little bit while you're on vacation. Find a way to let your work, your life, everything harmonize together. And that way you're not over-obsessing, over-balanced. Point four is manage your mental state. We've already talked about gratitude, meditate, take meaningful time each day to focus on the positive things and be thankful for those in your life. Number five is change your environment. Mm-hmm. All right. If you're surrounded by negative, it's impossible to live a positive life if you got a negative mindset. It's impossible to have a positive, successful life if you surround yourself with broke, busted, and disgusted bums and people that don't have a mentality of going anywhere. They're just negative on life, negative on everything, okay? Your environment's important. If you want to be better off financially, surround yourself with people that are on the same road that you're on at the very least and are going where you're going, and more importantly, people that are already where you want to be. If you don't have some people in your circle that you still have to clean and straighten up your house for before they show up, your circle's too big. You should have people that you care to impress, people that are where you want to be. So watch your environment, watch your, which obviously includes your relationships. All right. Point six is exercise. We're not going to stay on that. And also get outdoors with your exercise and some. Or just be willing to maybe work if you have the flexibility to outdoors. One thing I've found that starts my day off with so much gratitude, so much better, rather than going to an office. I'm not a big office person. I've worked to a place now, I have the freedom to kind of work where I want to work. I get some of my best work done in my outdoor living area. Early in the morning, fresh, the birds is chirping, I'm sipping coffee, I'm getting them emails answered, I'm getting people handled, I'm making my phone calls. You know, sunshine, vitamin D, you should get at least 20 minutes of that a day. Really seriously, people, this is not fluff. You'll be amazed how that'll help change your mental state, make you more positive. So exercise, physical activity releases endorphins. Get outdoors a little bit each and every day. Enjoy it. Even if it's a rainy day, be thankful for the rain. All right. And point seven here is to delegate. Don't be afraid to delegate things, especially a lot of people that are in leadership roles in business. What are you doing that you can pass to somebody else that allows you to focus on the big picture, to get your mind back on the vision? What menial things are you doing when you should be up at the top of the ship, steering the ship, up in the captain's chambers, looking from a high, lofty place where you can see everything that's going on and have 20/20 vision, as we've talked about, and be able to see. You know, don't be down there scrubbing the deck because you got one bum that won't do his job right. Fire his ass and put somebody else in there that's going to do it right that you can trust to delegate that to. Make sure you're delegating the things that need delegation, okay? Busyness is not productiveness. And so make sure that you're not doing things in your business or in your life that you don't need to be doing. I've talked about on podcasts before. I'm not going to get pulled down and fix a bunch of stuff around my house. I'm going to pay people, professionals that can do it right the first time, to come in and do it, as opposed to me trying to quote unquote save money and me do it myself. Well, I'm losing money when I'm doing that, because when I focus on what I'm good at, I'm way more productive there than I am for $30 it might take for me to pay a repairman to come fix something around the house. So don't be afraid to delegate. And that's just, it's real basic, it's real simple, but it's also very effective. If you'll implement those things in your life, you'll see a big change come for sure.
That's huge on what you said, and a lot of what you got wrote down is exactly what I've got written down. Your environment, the people you hang around with, things you do. You know, I had a guy the other day tell me, he said, man, he was talking about his marriage. He said, I just feel burned out. You know, it's just everything's so routine. Listen, you got to change that, you know. If you think about it, how many dates have you been on with your spouse? Y'all go to the same restaurants, and we're all guilty of it. Go to the same restaurants, sit at the same table, drink the same bottle of wine, eat the same piece of chicken or piece of fish. Change it up, you know. It's amazing how changing your environment or changing your routine knocks the monotony and the mundane off of things. Like you said, that's key. And I did that this week. I got so sick of sitting in my office. I sat in it 2 days straight, and I felt that sense of just, I'm in a rut. And the next day I decided, hey, I'm going to work, because I don't miss many days of work, but I'm not working in that office. And I got more done. I changed my environment. I actually did like you. I sat outside my house. My wife was gone. Both my kids were in school. And I got so much done, and not just busy work done, but my creative juices started flowing again, started having good ideas, started having things to write down. I actually come up with some of the podcast material that I've shared today by doing that. If you get burned out at the gym or at your fitness, you'd be amazed. Take 1 month and go buy you a 1 month gym membership to a different gym. Just the environment, just different machines, just different types of treadmills, just different people around you, and watch how that'll change and knock the burnout out. You know, and another thing you said about delegate, that's key. A lot of times you feel burned out, not because you hate your job or you hate the tasks that you have to do. It's you just hate a certain part of it. Listen, if you delegate what you hate, you'll find that there's people that actually enjoy doing the things that you hate doing. Yeah. And the number one type of person who battles with burnout is a perfectionist. Who thinks they have to, or someone who micromanages, they feel like they have to get it done. You've heard that old saying, if it's going to get done right, I'm going to have to do it. That's wrong. You know, yeah. If you have to do everything in your organization's stuck. It's not going to grow anymore. If you feel like you got to be in control, you're a control freak, and you got to be in control of every single aspect or everything, you're stuck. You're not going to get any bigger. Listen, if you want your business to grow, you're going to have to lose control in several areas, and you're going to have to only do what only you can do. If you can find somebody that can do it 80% as good as you, maybe they'll never get it quite as good as you. Well, guess what? That's okay. If they get 75, 80% as good as you, turn it loose, let them do it, and don't go back to it, and continue to reproduce yourself. All these things help you and to save you from feeling that sense of burnout.